Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank God, amen, for being here one more time to be able to come before you one more time in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for what God is doing. We thank God, amen, that God is meeting you right where the need will need to be met at in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are excited, amen, once again to be able, amen, to lift up the name of the Lord and to be able to touch and inspire on the word of God. This is Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, for a living stone disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. The Bible souls declare many are called, but few are chosen. You got to continue to hang in there and to do the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. Glory to God availeth much. Glory to do hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We thank God for Pastor David Friend Cure for being in our midst just one more time here right now, the voice of Frontline Ministry and also Biblical Response. Well, we thank God for the man of God for allowing a man to come in here, because all this is not even possible if the man of God is not here as well and opening up doors. We want to let you know we're here live in the studio here on this 16th day of May. Glory to God, and God is doing a great work, and you got to be willing and obedient, and you shall eat of the good of the land. Welcome, radio listeners. We thank God for you. We thank God for you so much. A big God bless you to each and every one that is hearing the word of the Lord right now. The word of the Lord, and be a strong tower in your life if you allow it to. Move yourself out the way and allow God to reign and rule in a one's life. We thank God for Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, where Pastor Harriet Gordon is the pastor and overseer, Mother Dorothy Gordon. People of God, amen, the leadership there at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. We're having a distribution on this morning at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, 2907 Avenue S in the city of Fort Pierce, Florida, beautiful city of Fort Pierce, Florida. And we're having where you come out, a church function where you can come out and purchase some items, if you would like. And having some items out there, maybe you can take with you. Maybe you want to give a donation, and it's a little, for the kindness and appreciation for the resources of the church, and a bake sale also be on hand. That's this morning here, Saturday, May 16th, starting at 8 a.m. at Tabernacle Church of the Deliverance, 2907 Avenue. Yes, glory to God. Also, listen, we're having a revival. The definition of revival is to be revived. A spiritual awakening or a spiritual renewal, to be awakened, to be resilience, a power surge, to be reminded of the goodness of the Lord. If it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, when men rose up against us, come on here, they would have swallowed us up. Because of God, we live and move and have
our being. But having said that, the revival is on next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, May 20th, Thursday, May 21st, Friday, May 22nd. I will be in revival Wednesday night, 7 p.m. nightly there at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, 2907 Avenue S. But I'm not by myself. There's another dynamic man of God, Elder Charles Bronson, will be bringing forth the word Thursday night on May 21st. Glory to God. I'm going to have the first night to kick things off, get things started, what the Lord will have, amen, to have me to say and do what he had me to do on that Wednesday night. And the man of God, amen, right back, amen, with the word of the Lord on that Thursday night. And then that Friday night, which is the finality, we'll be coming together where I come up, or he'll come up, and then we'll come behind each other. Glory to God. A double dose of the word, amen, of the Lord. The devil is confused. The devil don't know which way to turn, because that word of God, amen, the Bible souls declare, is not my word as a fire. Amen. Glory saith the Lord, that breaketh the rock in pieces. Glory to God. Whatever you're going through in your life, whatever you're facing in your life, is anything too hard for the Lord? I don't think so. Once you have the Spirit of God, once you have the attitude of God, once you address, amen, and put your affections, amen, towards God, God gonna come and see about you. God gonna be attentive to your prayers. Glory to God. I love the Lord because he have made supplications to my prayers. I love the Lord. Therefore, the Bible says to God, I will serve him. I will praise him. I will call upon him as long as I live. Glory to God, because he is God and he's working everything out for your good right now, that you will walk in your purpose, walk in spiritual productivity. Amen. God loved you this morning. Come on here. We love him according to the Bible. Amen. 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us before, because he was at Calvary. He seen you, what you're going through right now. He know you was going to go through this situation right now, here on this day, on this Saturday morning, and God have already opened up a door for you. But you got to be able to walk in that door and understand what the goodness of God is in your life. David said, I will have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. What does that mean? That means as though when I'm walking through my trial, when I'm going through something in my life, and it is out of my hand, it's out of my comprehension, but I know that God, I know there's somebody that is more greater than I myself. I know there's a source, amen, that will bring me through, because I put my trust in the Lord. The Bible souls declare in Psalms 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good, and so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And so I'm trusting in God. I'm not putting trust in nobody else, because folk will let you down. Once you done put your hand to the plow, ain't no time of looking back anymore. I got to continue to press your way on, people of God. You got to continue to press your way on. Amen. You got to continue to lift up your eyes. Glory to God. You got to understand where your help coming from. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time for being in the studio one more time, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the ministry, oh God, that you have put before us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we may walk worthy of the Lord, that we may walk worthy of the vocation where the Lord have set before. Lord, we ask you to move, oh God, and press, oh Lord, right now, oh God, upon your people right now, oh God. Have your way in a one's life right now. Somebody, oh Lord, in need of a spiritual blessing. I understand somebody in need of a financial blessing. Somebody in need of healing on this morning. Somebody is going through in a situation in their life, but that you're the only one that can help them out of their situation and their turmoil and their distress and all the things that they're going through on in the one's life right now. God, I ask you, Lord, to have your way right now, Lord. I ask you, Lord, right now, oh, Lord, to destroy, amen, the yoke, oh, God, right now. Oh, God, and let the anointing rule and abide and take up residence, oh, God, in a one's life right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that you would be the strength, oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Because when they're weak, oh, God, oh, Lord, then they are made strong and made perfect, amen, through the power and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for your divine grace, and we thank you for your divine protection, oh Lord. And we, God, we ask you, Lord, to continue to have your way. We thank you, oh God, you allow no hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us, oh God. Oh Lord, that we arose on this morning, oh God, and we got breath in our body that we can be able to praise and lift your name up on high, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God and glory to God. And all the people of God said amen. And amen. I begin to inquire of the Lord. And, you know, a lot of times I go into meditation and I ask God specifically, Lord, have your way. Lord, what would you have me to do? What would you have me to say? Oh, God, excuse me. You know, because we want to be to a point where we're led by the Spirit of God. And we have to be careful that we don't get let human affections and your own intellect and your own comprehending of things begin to take over. Amen. We want to be able to hear everything that having an ear, a spiritual ear, that we can hear only from the Lord and the source from God. And it comes from God. Because I need to know the Lord in the last and evil day. I need to know where's my help come from. I need to know and stand fast in the steadfastness and the humility of God. I don't need to exhort myself or exalt myself. Glory to God. I need to know, amen, that for God I'm going to live and for God I'm going to die. If there's somebody out there understand what I'm talking about right now, I need a spiritual revelation, amen, from the Lord. And I understand and I come to God, and as I begin, Lord begin to deal with me, and God begin to deal with me and say, son, listen, amen, you don't have to worry about, amen, finances and resources, because if you take care of my business, I'm going to take care of yours. I'm going to continue, amen, to stand before the Lord, amen, and stay before the Lord. Seek ye my face. And David said, my face, my heart, would I seek thee, oh Lord, that I may inquire of the Lord, amen, the beauty of this holiness, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, amen, all the days of my life. Come on here. All the day. What will profit you now, amen, that a man would gain the whole world and lose his only soul, and then you don't even much know the Lord? It is time for the God now in the fullness, amen, of his power, in the fullness of his resurrection. Glory to God. Listen. Started from the bottom. Amen. Glory to God. But we are here now. Started from the bottom, but we are here now. What does that exactly mean, starting from the bottom? That mean that when you was without due strength in due time, God died for the ungodly. You was a child that was born into the world of sin, and you didn't know nothing. You was an infant. You was on milk. You didn't know nothing. But thanks be glory unto God. Amen. That I know him. Now that you know him now, you have came into grips with God. You have came into reality with God. Things been going roughest in your life. Things been going haywire in your life. But you know, God, there's some strength in your life now. The enemy can't fool you anymore. Come on here. You got to be able to stand for that which is right. I heard that the Bible said if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. Glory to God. Because the word of the Lord, amen, is a living standard. The word of God, amen, that will prepare me. The word of God, amen, the unadulterated truth of the word of the living God. The uncompromising word of the living God. Amen, I'm not going to sit and try to compromise the word of the Lord. Amen, once you tell somebody about the goodness of God, and not just telling folk about the goodness of God. See, people
will remember you, amen, when you was in your sin, when you were lost and dead in your trespasses. But I heard the Bible says, it is you he have quickened who was dead and trespasses in your sin. For once upon a time that you feast, amen, off the lust of this world and in darkness and spiritual darkness. But thanks be unto God who give us the victory. Amen. But now when I was blind, glory to God that I see now. Come on here. And I don't have to worry about my past. It's because God already done took my past and throwed it away. See, folk worry about your past and where you done came from. Talking about this man, he'll think he all that. She think he all that. Glory to God. But listen, let me tell you something. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Come on here. I was lost, but now I am found. Glory to God. And I'm working something that I don't have no control over. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Glory to God. And I need to continue. You need to continue to go forth on in the word of the Lord. Come on here. We got to understand that we're going to be coming out of the text and to be clothed with honor. Amen. To be clothed with humility. Amen. But before honor comes, amen, it's humility. You got to be able to humble yourself up under the mighty hands of God. And then watch God. See, God is going to do some things in your life, but you got to be ready and prepared when God begins to come, amen, and do a thing and to do that thing and that work in your life. Glory to God. I heard the Bible souls declare, amen, in Philippians, that first chapter, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, he that hath begun a great work, being confident in this very thing, he that hath begun a great work in you. See, the work have already been started, already been stirred up in your spirit. Come on here. See, this is why, amen, that when you begin to pray in your life and have a prayer life in your life, this is why when you begin to touch and agree, amen, with other people of God, when you begin to touch them and join hands in the anointing, amen, because he said they don't take number two or three. He said, there I am in the midst. See, a lot of folk getting caught up in the big churches and having a big parking lot full of people and things like that. It ain't about that so much. It's about Jesus Christ, come on here, and me having a relationship, amen, with him. It's not about being a religion or a religion folk or being something of just a daily routine because we're just going through the motions. Amen. It ain't about that. It's about lives being changed. It's about lives being transformed, minds being transformed. It's about being renewed. Amen. From on high. Amen. With the power of the living God. See, I know God will work it out for your good. If you will be willing and obedient, amen, and get that very thing that you've been struggling with, amen, God will turn it around for you, I tell you. The Bible souls declare, we over here in the book of Genesis, and when God began to deal with Abraham, and Abraham did not know, amen, where he was going, had no clue or no idea where he was going. But the Lord began to tell him, say, Abraham, amen, Abram was his name at the time then, get away from round your kindred. Get away from round folk. Okay. Get away from around your father house. In other words, there's too much distractions here. There's too much going on. I'm trying to tell you something. The Lord is saying, listen, even though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen. Listen, sit yourself down somewhere that the Lord is trying to tell you something beneficial for your soul. Come on here, the engrafted word of the Lord. Put away, amen, all this superplicity and all these things that cannot profit, things that cannot deliver you, amen, and drive hold unto the honor, amen. Grab hold, amen, to the horns of the altar, amen, of the Lord, amen. So he began to deal with Abraham. And Abraham did not know where he was going. Amen. But God told him, say, get away from around all of this here. Amen. Into a land. But it was something that was done suddenly for him to do it. You know, God going to have you to do something. Come up out of your comfortable zone and come up out of your place where you're out of your comfortable level and something that you don't have no idea what you're going to be doing. It don't even make no sense. Amen. To you, what the Lord is telling you to do. God is telling you to move, and you need to move right now. Glory to God. And when and failure to move, amen, can stop your spiritual growth. Come on here. Spiritual growth right now, come on here, is more important to me than financial resources, because I already know that the Lord is going to make a way. When I begin to seek the Lord, and when I begin to talk to the Lord, and God begin to tell me to write it down, put it on a piece of paper, glory to God, and I begin to tell God, can I stop right now? He said, continue to write on, write until my hands is tired. Come on here. And then the word of the Lord begins to illuminate in my mind from the writing that I write. Amen. Glory to God, because I'm knowing him. I'm getting to know him, and I'm having a relationship with him. Amen. Seek the Lord. There's trouble on every side, but yet though I'm not in distress. Amen. Perplexed, but not in despair. Come on here. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Glory to God. I'm doing a work for the Lord. You got to continue to stay on the battlefield. Stay before the Lord and watch God do so. You got to be able to bit yourself in a place, where God can, where you can hear the Lord. I'm reminded when the children of Israel during the Passover, when God caused 10 plagues to come upon the Egyptians and Pharaoh. See, God wasn't playing with them. God, when he said, let my people go, that's exactly what the Lord means. Let my people go. Even though God hardened Pharaoh's heart, because God had the children of Israel in transitional state. They was in transition, under bondage. But you know, he chastened the ones that he loved. But he told them that bread that was in the loving. See, the unleavened bread, the bread that back in them Old Testament days that they ate, they didn't eat leavened bread. See, because it take the leavened bread, too long to rise. It take it too long to rise to the top. So God knew that he was going to free his people on this day. Oh, Lord, have mercy. In the morning, the Bible souls declare. When he told them, he said, get dressed, gird up yourself, put on your sandals. Eat much before the bread can rise up out of the oven. You're going to get up out of here today. This is your day right now. You're gonna get up out of here, and you got to be ready. See, that's what I'm talking about. Covering yourself with the garment of salvation, with the robe of righteousness. Come on here. And to put on the whole breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword, which is the spirit of the living God, the word of the Lord. See, you can't go half-dressed. You can't go half-stepping, messing with Satan. Satan ain't playing with you. Amen. Satan is out to destroy you. He wants you to die in your sin. He wants you to die in talking about folk. He wants you to die in saints coming against each other and infliction back and forth with one another. That this church don't affiliate with this church. They don't fellowship with that church. They think they church is all that. No. We're people of God. We uplift the name of Jesus. Even though we're from different denominations, but we love, amen, everybody. Come on here. We love how the other people of God fellowship. We love, and if we have an opportunity, amen, to get over there and fellowship with them, we're going to lift up the name of Jesus together. The Bible souls declare, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. What did he say when what exactly what Jesus meant, that if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me? This mean that on this time of the crucifixion, on going on the cross, amen, if you lift me up, it's simply because I'm dying for the each and every one of the love, amen, that I have for you. And I got so much love to spread abroad, amen, for each and every one of my people. Now that you love one another as I have loved at you. And the Bible souls declare that men will know that you are my disciples because the love that I have for you. And what love does? What love does? Love draws. Love draws. Love draws a one, amen, to a place. Love. It's something. The perfect love casts out fear. Amen. And that's the perfect love. See, the fear of the Bible souls declare. Listen, we're almost out of time, but listen here. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible souls declare the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Amen. So, you know, I used to think that the fear of the Lord is being scared of God. You know, like, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. This is not what the Lord is saying. The Lord is saying the reference for me, the respect for me. The Lord is saying in awe of me as you go out to the ocean and begin to see the sun rise now. As I was coming across the Palm City Bridge, and I begin to see the sun rise, and I begin to see the glory of the Lord, glory to God. And I stand in awe, I stand in splendor, I stand in the sovereignty, amen, of the Lord. It's in awe, amen, the fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord. It is now why you can live, move, and have your being. This is now why God is still reigning on the just as well as the unjust. He's giving you time to get it right with him now. And it is time now. Now is the acceptable time, amen, for you to love. Now is the acceptable time for you to get to know him and putting on the whole armor of God, to realize and understand who he is and not just going through transition. See, we almost out of time, but listen, when a folk go through a transitional state or a transitional period, hey man, I'm reminded of like a organization or a football team, hey man, or something like that. They lost a lot of through the free agency period. They lost a lot of veterans and everything, so they're going through a transitional period where the team is turning over, even much on jobs, turning over, you know, but there's new folk, there's new people coming here, the team that the previous team that don't be as good as this team here now, you know. But you got to understand now that this transitional period, see, you done went through the transitional state already. The Bible souls declare, but he have delivered us out of the power of darkness. Amen. See, you already been delivered out of the power of darkness, and the reason why you don't know that you've been delivered out of the power of the darkness because you're still walking in the flesh. See, when you realize that God is working on you and through you, and the Spirit of God, amen, is taking up residence in a one's life, in a one's heart. Glory to God. You know, then you know, amen, that this transitional state, is this transitional state, you know what I mean? Transition is somebody who is just trying to get to know something, getting through the field. Paul, that's why Paul says, "Say I fed you, amen, with milk, because I couldn't feed you with no milk because you ain't understand, you know, with the meat yet. See, because I had to feed you with milk, and therefore I had to bring you up as a newborn babe, desiring the sincere milk of the word of the Lord." See, desiring something. Now that you're going through the fullness, that you have been spiritually rebirthed, or spiritually born or reborn, amen, had introduced you, come on here, that you can accelerate, amen, into the goodness of God. For all that God have in store for you is yours, blessing on every side, that you will be the head and not the tail, come on here, that you will be above and not beneath, that your cup will run you over, your blessing is going to run you down and take you over. Folk, a lot of times have to call you, amen, and tell you, listen, you forgot to pick up your money over here. You know what I mean? There's something waiting on you over there. God already had them. You have to speak, amen, to your situation. Speak, amen, to your friend. There's somebody out there right now this morning. Somebody out there this morning right now going through something in their life right now. But I come to tell you what the Lord told me. Amen. You've been faithful over a few things. You see, you've just been going through. You've been faithful. You much little stuff. Come on here. Somebody gave you $20 or something. You've been faithful over that. You know, you've been faithful over. Listen, let me tell you something. The lady gave me two checks. And I said, you already didn't pay me. I had to go back and get a lady to check back again. Because why? Because the righteousness of God that's on the inside of me. Come on here. That might have been somebody else would have done that, but I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you right now this morning, the sinner man wouldn't have done that. They would have took that money and ran with it. But it is because the God that is on the inside of me, and the Bible souls declare, amen, glory to God, that support the scripture, what I'm talking about, the eyes of the Lord is in every place. So when we think you're doing something wrong, nothing go unnoticed without God knowing about it. Glory to God. Nothing go unnoticed without the Lord knowing about it. So we always want to be, amen, instrumental. We always want to be immaturity. We always want to be examples, amen, of Christ, because we take on what? The attributes, the character, the traits, all the things, the fullness of the package of God. I want the whole enchilada. You know what I mean? You know, you're going to give me some appetizers. I'm going to take the appetizer. Amen. When you give me to me, when we sit down, and me and my wife had sat down and ate dinner at Golden, at the steakhouse. We sat down there. We had the appetizer and everything. You know what I mean? One of her favorite restaurants. You know, you gave me the appetizer. You gave me all them appetizers, but here come the entree. You know what I mean? Here come the main course. Glory to God. And that appetizer is just a transitional period just to build you up. But here come the feast. Amen. Come over here. The feast of the Lord is going on. You have been listening to Live Stone Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. Come out and support us. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Amen. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. God did. Yes, he did. We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.